This podcast is supported by St. Cloud Technical College. Not sure what field to pursue? SCTC offers general education courses. Enrollment information at 320-308-5000.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Any Way You Want It.
Hi. Pretty busy today, isn't it?
Oh, it's you!
You seem happier than, the last time I saw you?
Well, I had some time to do some self-reflection, and I realized that I had a habit of getting too angry when people would point out things that I did wrong. It was a real eye-opening experience. Anyways, I'm much more...
Anyway.
Excuse me, don't change the subject.
It's anyway, not anyways.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
Sorry. It's just that you can't have a plural adverb.
Oh, buddy, you're lucky I found my inner calm. I'm just going to count back from 10, 9.
Today on Grammar Grader, we're taking a look at anyway, a transitional phrase that can actually grate on some people's nerves when an S is added to it. The Oxford English Dictionary defines anyway as in any way or manner, anyhow, to any degree or extent, in any measure. People often use the word to sum up a conversation, dismiss a comparison, or transition into a new topic. The confusion arises with quite a few of the compounds formed with the word any. Compare these two sentences.
I'd like to meet anybody.
Versus...
He'd like to meet anybody.
The same thing happens when you put any together with way.
I'd like to get out of here anyway.
Versus...
I'd like to get out of here any way possible.
Now, it sounds correct to use the two-word phrase and pluralize the noun way as ways, as in...
Seriously, are there any ways out of here?
But that's the nominal use of the phrase. When using the word to mean in any case, anyway is being used as an adverb, and adverbs, because they're uncountable, cannot be plural. Fowler's Modern English Usage says that anyways was used in many literary contexts during the last four centuries, but it has fallen out of standard UK use, though it does survive in regional dialects. The Oxford English Dictionary is less forgiving in its prescription, and refers to anyways as dialectical or illiterate.
Whoa, dude.
Given that, it's probably best to avoid the expression altogether in formal written English. Spoken English is different, though, and here at Grammar Grader, we like to provide an occasional tip to help our listeners remember a particular phrasing. In this case, anyway and anyhow can be used interchangeably. So, if you're prone to saying anyways, a good test is to try swapping it with anyhow.
Anyhows, I'd better get going.
Now that just sounds strange.
Anyhow, I'd better get going.
Much better.
3, 2, 1. Anyhow, as I was saying...
Yes?
Shoot, I lost my train of thought.
Well, is there any way you'd say yes to a dinner date with me?
To be continued.
Oh! What's with this long distance
in my girl? This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Sources for this episode include the Oxford English Dictionary and Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield. You can find these books and more at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Alt. Our editor is Jen Hauck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin, who also wrote this week's episode. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion or give feedback at grammargrader.gather.com. Don't care what they say about